When breaking news this morning, Israel has launched strikes on Gaza overnight, killing at least two people, according to Gaza's civil defence. It comes after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the Israeli military to carry out, quote, powerful attacks immediately, accusing the militant group Hamas of violating the ceasefire in Gaza. The news agency Reuters is reporting the strikes targeted an area near Shifa Hospital, the largest operational hospital in northern Gaza, citing local witnesses and Hamas media. Dan Arbel is a former Israeli diplomat who served at the UN and in the United States. He's now a Washington-based US foreign policy and Middle East expert at the American University. Dan, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. Good to be here.
What do we understand about the current situation?
So we've seen in recent days Hamas, first of all, moving very slowly in the return of the remains of 13 hostages that died, were killed during the war, and not abiding by the agreement reached. And today Hamas launching anti-tank rockets at Israeli troops in the Gaza Strip, which Israel sees as a violation. And Prime Minister Netanyahu then ordered the IDF to launch attacks in the Gaza City in the vicinity that you described. I don't think that the hospital was one of the targets, but rather inside Gaza City, to make a point that Hamas violated the ceasefire, and there's a need to signal to Hamas that that Israel is expecting it to abide by the ceasefire agreement.
Are you, from a diplomatic perspective, are you expecting that these strikes will be extensive, or are you expecting limited strikes in an attempt to get the ceasefire back on track?
So I believe that even if Mr. Netanyahu wants kind of to return to war, or to have this expanding this operation, I think that the Trump administration is pressuring Israel not to make too much of it. To make the point that Israel is unhappy, that's one thing. On the other hand, to allow a return to the agreement that was reached, and therefore allow Hamas to try and implement it on its part, while Israel would implement its part. And so I don't see this expanding into a full-scale war at this point in time.
How important do you think that pressure from the United States will be in containing this situation now?
I think it's very important. As we've seen last week, people were kind of joking about it, that the U.S. is babysitting, meaning that they're babysittering Bibi Netanyahu and Benjamin Netanyahu. So the vice president was in Israel, the secretary of state, the special envoys, the director of CIA. Certainly, the U.S. is watching this very closely, as it is very much interested in seeing phases two and three of the agreement to begin. So far, we're still in phase one, and for phase one to end, we need to finish with this return of hostage remains. The U.S. is very keen on this continuing, this implementation of the agreement. I think it will do its utmost to make it clear to Netanyahu that, you know, he can respond in some, you know, in a measured way, but not to get carried away and make this into a full-scale war.
Hamas says that it was complying with the ceasefire terms and denies responsibility for the attack in the southern Gazan city of Rafah. It accuses Mr. Netanyahu of looking for excuses to back away from Israel's obligations. What's your view?
We've seen quite a macabre, if not very cynical, way of how Hamas is dealing with the remains of the hostages, which it promised it would return, or it actually agreed it would return according to the agreement. And it's not doing so. And it's playing all these games and very slowing it down. So that's one part of it. This firing of anti-tank rockets this morning also seems to be a violation of the agreement. So I think that certainly there have been violations of the agreement, and Israel wants to make a point that it's not going to continue with business as usual as long as these violations take place.
Dan Arbel, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Dan Arbel is a former Israeli diplomat who served at the UN and in the US, now a Washington-based US foreign policy and Middle East expert at American University.